Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Am I the Arsehole mixed with relationship stories too. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. All really helps out the channel. Let's crack on with today's first story. And just a warning before we do get into today's story, it does contain talk about miscarriage. So if you feel that this story isn't for you, please feel free to skip the story. That's what the timestamps are there for. And let's get into the story. Now, this story comes from Rainbow Baby 2022 and says, am I the arsehole for not allowing my cousin to announce her pregnancy at my baby shower for my rainbow baby? And it does come with an update. This is one thing that you read about on Facebook and think there is no way people actually act like this until it happens to you. My husband and I are finally expecting our rainbow baby after years of infertility and multiple miscarriages. It's safe to say we and our family are very freaking excited. My mother is probably the most excited. She's been planning our baby shower and making decorations for months. She's the biggest help during this exciting yet scary pregnancy. A few weeks ago, my aunt told my mother and I that my cousin is pregnant. We are very happy for her. However, my aunt said that their plan is to announce her pregnancy at my baby shower, since we were having a big party anyways. She said it's not a big deal and we can both share the day. I said absolutely not, because we've been waiting for this day forever and it should be all about me and my rainbow baby. My mother is on my side and told my aunt that they better not announce anything at the party. My aunt dropped it and nothing else was ever said. Last Saturday was my baby shower. It was everything I've waited for. Everything is going good. No one has announced my cousin's pregnancy. When it was time for us to eat my cake, my aunt said, hold on everyone, and went outside to her car to grab something. That was the moment I knew something was up. My mother and I follow her outside, and my aunt decided to bring a cake announcing my cousin's pregnancy and some presents for my cousin. My mother immediately told my aunt that she will not be bringing those back into the rec center and they will not be ruining my day. My aunt started throwing a fit, screaming, this is a baby shower, it's for babies. Cousin is having a baby too, so this day is about her too. My cousin now joins the screaming and says how pissed off she is that everything is always about me and why do we always have to be happy for me? They would not stop screaming. So they were kicked out by the rec center security, and half of our family was upset that I wouldn't let her have a moment at my shower, so they left too. Now everyone is bashing my mother, myself, and Rainbow Baby on Facebook, group family texts, anything at all. So Reddit, was I an arsehole for not allowing my cousin to announce her pregnancy at my Rainbow Baby shower? If anyone has any questions or wants to know more, I will gladly go into detail in the comments. Thanks. Edit, I'm trying my hardest to reply to everyone who took the time to comment. Thank you all so much. And as I said, we now have an update to this story as well. And I remember when we covered this before the update, and you know, it was a simple not the arsehole to me. It was pretty much the same as, you know, when we say baby showers, birthday parties, anything else when, you know, you're trying to steal someone's spotlight. It's just not on. So of course you're going to be not the arsehole in this situation. And I'm always shocked by other people in this. You know, OP went and said that half our family was upset that I wouldn't let her have a moment at my shower too. I don't understand why they're not on your side about this, why they're not stepping back and saying, look, this is about her and her baby and her husband celebrating something. Why do you think it's acceptable to try and take over that moment with your own announcement? It's just absolutely crazy to me. But Moose Heart says, not the arsehole, absolutely not the arsehole. This was your day that you've been trying to make possible for years. If she wanted to steal the spotlight, she should have spent the money, time, and effort on her own shower or announcement party. I would have absolutely lost my shit and told her to get fucked. You and your mum are 100% in the right. Opie replies saying thank you. I just can't believe they thought they could get a free party out of this. Sure, my aunt bought a cake to announce it, but my mother was so excited she spent so much time and effort on the shower. I just can't believe my aunt would do this to her own sister. Unabled Zone says, not the arsehole. In my opinion, this is the equivalent to proposing at a wedding. You don't go to someone's party and make it about yourself. Even if this wasn't a rainbow baby, she would still be in the wrong for trying to make your baby shower about her. Congratulations on your baby. Twitch OP replies saying thank you so much. I don't understand how people don't understand how rude this is. I've seen many Facebook posts about people proposing at weddings. You never think it's real until things happen to you. Lord Nam says, in a word, no. Not the arsehole. When will people get it through their heads? It is inappropriate to co-opt someone else's celebration to make milestone announcements. To everyone tutting you and your mother, it was not a celebration they planned for their milestone, and if someone did it to them, they'd be upset. Capricious Penguin says, not the arsehole. They sound like a bunch of entitled monsters. I suggest you deactivate your Facebook for a while and block their numbers because you don't need this shit when you're pregnant. Congratulations on your rainbow baby. Don't let these jerks ruin your joy. OP replies saying, thank you so much. We're so excited. It's been a long time coming. I have not been on Facebook since all the shit talking started. This is not the first time my aunt and cousin have tried getting all the attention on them. Since we were kids, anytime something nice happened to me, my siblings or other cousins, my aunts tried to make it about her daughter. And one more from Supergirl Krypton, who says, not the arsehole. Oh, good golly. The family siding with your aunt and cousin are being ridiculous. Co-opting your shower for their own purposes is outrageous. This was for you. Sounds like they didn't want the work of organizing their own shower. Opie replies saying, my family has clearly always had favorites. Some like my mother, her children, my uncle and his children. Others always side with my aunt and her only daughter. My cousin is only about 8-ish weeks pregnant now. In my opinion, way too early to announce and way too early for a shower and to expect gifts. I know firsthand, anything can happen during the pregnancy. So now, OP came in with an update, so it starts off. Some people have asked for an update. This is the type of update I never wanted to make. I'm truly heartbroken. First off, my beautiful baby girl came into the world 3 weeks early, on June 15th. We have been so excited and are enjoying every minute of her. She's doing amazing and has already grown so much. Now the update and my cousin and aunt. On June 16th, the day after my baby girl was born, my cousin texted our family group chat and said she had a miscarriage. I was so sad for her. Despite still being upset with her, I told her if she needed anything to call me and I would be there for her. I spent hours crying for her, with her, talking through everything. Her feelings, my feelings, I was able to cope with my multiple miscarriages. She came over a lot, holding onto my baby, crying. I saw a change in her. She seemed so sincere. My cousin lied. She was never pregnant. Apparently, a few days after her miscarriage, my cousin told her mother, my aunt, that she was loving all the attention she's getting and that she lied about ever being pregnant. She said she can't wait to magically get pregnant with a rainbow baby soon and get even more attention. A few days ago, my aunt made a comment about it to my grandma, and my grandma was very upset. My aunt said not to tell anyone, especially me, since I'd be so dramatic about it. She said it wasn't a big deal and everyone needed their time to shine, aka my cousin's future rainbow baby. Of course, my grandma told everyone, and I'm so heartbroken. Now, I really don't know if my aunt did or did not know she had lied to begin with. My aunt doesn't even care that she lied and her behavior afterwards was disgusting, so I'm leaning more towards she knew all along and was in on it. However, we have all, not 100% as sure about grandma, cut ties with my aunt and cousin. I cannot believe someone would stoop so low as to lie about being pregnant, then miscarrying and having a rainbow baby, all for attention. I can only write so much in a post, so if anyone has any questions or wants more details, I will try my best in the comments. Thank you all. So OP did take to the comments below. So TTC says, wow, the fact that the cousin was not pregnant makes it even more worse that your aunt tried to hijack your baby shower. Which OP replies saying it was terrible. While I was trying to enjoy my first few days with my baby, I spent it crying with my cousin and trying to help her through it. I can't believe I wasted so much time when I could have been holding my baby girl even tighter. I think if my aunt never told grandma that my cousin lied, they probably would have conveniently announced the rainbow baby at my daughter's first birthday party. Inferni says, you should publicly out your cousin and aunt shenanigans to your friends, family and local community. Make a website, distribute flyers, buy a billboard, whatever. OP replies saying, my cousin and I did a joint Facebook post about it to our friends and family. And one more from Moosepin who says, wow, that's disturbing. They seem like the types who are jealous of any bit of attention that anyone else has. They must always be in the spotlight. These two need serious help, but not from you. Congratulations on your baby. To which OP replies saying, thank you so much. My cousin and aunt always need the attention on them. They've been like that my whole life. I never imagined them stooping so low as to lying about a baby in order to get some attention. I truly hope they get help. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below and let's move on to another.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Story. Now, this next story comes from In-Law Issues, who says, am I the arsehole for throwing him out of the house that we own? Son and future in-law decide to exclude his family from wedding. They thought son owned the house, not us. He goes on to say, my wife and I bought a 4-bedroom house in PA that my son lives in. Our son went to college in PA and wanted to stay in the area. So we bought the house as a second home. We live in NJ and commute into Manhattan for work. We figured that he would have a place to live and we could visit every so often and spend some quality time together. We pay the taxes and services slash maintenance on the house. Our son pays for his groceries and the house utilities. All was going well for a few years. Our son meets a girl and they get serious. We met her and she seems nice enough. They announce their engagement and she moves into the house with our son. Now for the problem. The wedding. We hold a little get-to-know-you barbecue at the PA house. My son and daughter are there, as are our son's fiancé and her parents and sisters. We all seem to be getting along well. My wife, daughter, and the fiancé go into the house along with her mother and sisters and my son. A few minutes later, my wife and daughter come out and are really upset. They come over and tell me we're leaving and driving back to NJ. I try to find out what happened, and once we get back to NJ and they calm down and they tell me that our son and fiance along with her family don't want us at the wedding. According to what I was told, we're not their kind of people. I was livid. I called my son and asked him what the hell this was about. He tells me that her family feel that we're not good enough and will embarrass them at a family wedding and that we are all uninvited from the wedding. I let a week go by to calm myself down and drive back to the PA house. The new future in-laws are in the house along with a fiance. It appears that they all moved into the house. They ask me why I'm there and I tell them that since we aren't invited to the wedding, I was coming over to talk to my son. They tell me to leave their house. I lost it and told them that they had 30 days to get out. Tell my son I'm selling the house and he could find somewhere else to live with all of you. I go to the realtor in town and list the house for sale. They call my son at work and tell him what I said. Apparently they thought that he owned the house. He calls me and asks why I'm selling his house. I tell him I paid for it along with the taxes on it and that it is mine. He was living there rent-free, but since he doesn't want us in his new life, he has to get out. I tell him the same as I told future in-laws, that they have 30 days to get out, and then I'll get a lawyer and get them evicted. Am I the arsehole for taking a hard stance on this? He is my son, but the in-laws seem to take over and we no longer count. I don't get this one. We don't have an update to it, unfortunately, and I hope we get one in the future, but the fact that they said that you're not their kind of people and move into your house, yeah, I wouldn't be putting up with that shit either. And I won't get into the legalities of this one because I don't know, because it's a US-based story. I don't know the UK ones either, to be quite honest, but I find it funny in some ways that your son didn't realize, you know, after this happened, that you wouldn't take your house back. I don't know what went through his mind thinking, yeah, I'm gonna let all these people move in, basically disown my family, and they're gonna just let me keep the house that they own, paid the taxes for, etc. But Shooter says, not the arsehole, I actually find it hilarious. He is so entitled to the house, he didn't even expect you to take it back after his actions. I believe this is exactly the reality check he needed. Peanut Buttercup says, not the arsehole, but your son must not be very smart. What did he think would happen if he let his in-laws try to kick you out of a house you own? Why would you let people who's openly saying you aren't good enough live rent-free in your house? Poppycorn says, not the arsehole, and I want an update on this because it sounds nuts. What kind of people do they think you are? How was your son okay with excluding his whole family? Do you think your son's been brainwashed by his fiance? How did he think the house was his when he didn't pay the taxes on it? So many questions. Happy Meow says, not the arsehole, you don't need a lawyer in 30 days, you need one now. I'm not familiar with PA tenant laws, etc., but you need to follow everything by the book so that they can't contest anything. I'd also go back and videotape with timestamp the entire property, inside and out, so they can be held accountable for any damage done. One Hawk says, not the arsehole, rock on, man. He was wrong and there is no amount of excuses or words to convince otherwise. It overall seems toxic that there is no reason why he should allow anyone to exclude his family. I could understand if maybe you haven't been supportive or there were issues, but based off what I read, it baffles me why he would even do this. Don't let it keep going forward. If this is the life he wants, they can find another house together, not use you for an easy life. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What do you think's going on with the son? That one comment where it said he may have been brainwashed had me go thinking, oh, what if he has? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Stiff Moose Man, who says, am I the arsehole for trying to use my wealth to win over my daughter's love? When I, 28 female, was 18, I had to give birth to my daughter, Farah. No choice for me. I wanted to give her up for adoption, but Dave, her dad, was able to take her. In exchange for giving him full custody, we settled on me not paying any child support. I did not give up my parental rights. I thought I did what was best for me at the time. It let me focus on getting my degree, have fun, and start my own business, which has become wildly successful. When not studying or working or clubbing, however, I was very depressed and wound up torpedoing every relationship I was in, and it's all because I regretted my decision. Last year, my dad died and I inherited almost everything. This has pushed my personal wealth into 8 figures when you add up property and stuff. It has just made me more depressed because I never got to fix things with my dad, and it's like I have all this, but for what? So I finally decided to be brave and reach out to Dave because maybe if I could have Farah in my life, I could be happy. Dave set up a meeting last year and as soon as Farah saw me, she rushed at me and hugged me and called me mummy. It was amazing and I honestly started crying. It's been so great since then getting to know her, pick her up from school, hear about her day, help with homework, get to hug and kiss her. Even getting yelled at when she's upset is something I wouldn't give up. And I hate that I wasn't part of this before. It's like I have a real purpose and all this money finally means something. I don't try and flex my wealth on Dave or his wife Lydia, but they've made remarks about how cool Farah thinks my car is or how I have a cleaning lady. But I have never brought anything for her without clearing with him first. In exchange for visitation, I have paid back child support and I'm paying it now to have her in my life. We currently have a meeting to restructure the custody agreement so I can get her on weekends. Yesterday was Farah's birthday and the party is on Saturday, but as a surprise I got her one of those toy jeeps that kids ride around the block in and a full street hockey setup, and those are the first gifts I didn't clear. She loved those so much, but Dave and Lydia got upset. I was like, if we're restructuring the custody, I shouldn't need approval to buy things anymore. Lydia pointed out how expensive it all was and called me an arsehole for using money to win Farah's love instead of putting in hard work like she has. What she said has been troubling me, and maybe I have been like that, so I'm here to get an anonymous judgment. And we're going to start off with TRF Car, who says, first off, I'm glad you're back in your daughter's life. With that said, Dave and Lydia have established a set of values with Farah. Because of the difference in economics, what you seem to be a nothing purchase, they on the other hand will deem it expensive and or excessive. You also didn't mention if Dave and Lydia have their children of their own. If they do, children will get jealous if they see their sibling being treated differently, from toys to vacations to other gifts. You only have been back in Farah's life for a short time. I know you want to make up for lost time, and you will, but ease in. Opie replies saying, Dave and Lydia do not have any children together. Maybe they will in the future, but that is no business of mine. Just like if I have any other children, which I won't because that'd be wrong, it wouldn't be their business. However, I would not do anything to jeopardize Farah's relationship with her potential siblings. Sunshine Series B says, 1. I'm so sorry you didn't have a choice in whether or not you would carry that pregnancy to term. It's a disgrace, and every woman should be able to decide whether or not they want to carry a pregnancy. 2. While you're allowed to make decisions, not be in her life for the first 10 years, you also need to come to terms with the consequences of those decisions. Their wariness and attempt to hold boundaries. You weren't her mum for 10 years. Lydia was. With children, you need to ease in. Defer to Dave and Lydia and confer with them on big purchases, especially if Farah has other siblings. While you build trust and navigate co-parenting and custody, talk to them about what you can do and what compromises you three can come up with. It seems as though you've had difficulty navigating relationships for a lot of your life and are new to co-parenting, so I'm going to go with no one's an arsehole here, for now. You weren't being malicious, but you do need to revisit your approach. And one more from No Cost, who says, I'm going to go with a soft you're the arsehole. Dave and his wife raised Farah for her entire life until you came back. They are her parents 1 and 2, and you, and I apologize for this, are her third parent. Yes, you regretted your decision and that hurt your life, but Dave raised their daughter as a single father until he married, and then he and his wife raised her for how many years with no child support, and then you came back into the fold loaded and are offering their daughter with gifts they can't possibly afford. And yes, while she's your daughter too, they're her mum and dad. I think you're doing the right thing by backpaying that child support, and you were doing the right thing when you were running gifts by them first. But you need to look at what they've gone through the past 10 years, and now it seems like you're trying to be number one parent by giving her expensive toys while they spent 8 years with long nights, changing diapers, teaching her how to talk and walk, teaching her how to read, school, the whole shabam. So, soft you're the arsehole from me. Edit. As I read through Opie's comments, less of a soft you're the arsehole. You do not have an equal say to Farah's parenting as Dave and Lydia. If Farah chooses to live with me, you chose for 10 years not to interact with Farah. Dave and later Lydia spent 10 years raising her with love. And now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How do you think OP should deal with it? How would you deal with it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time, interacting on Twitter at Mark Narrations, interacting with the podcast, getting involved over there as well. Links are all down in the description in the link tree. Feel free to get involved, and just a huge thank you, and hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care guys, much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.